In 2012, Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan released a budget as chairman of the House Budget Committee that included a major scale back of social programs in the U.S., which was passed by the House. In justifying the cuts, Ryan cited his Catholic values.
That summer, a group of Roman Catholic nuns set out on a bus from Iowa to Virginia to rally support against that budget and to emphasize the social service work that the church supports.
The leader of the Nuns on a Bus campaign is Sister Simone Campbell. She's the executive director of Network, a nonprofit Catholic social justice lobby.
Sister Simone recently published her account of the campaign and her life's work. It's called A Nun on the Bus: How All of Us Can Create Hope, Change, and Community. Sister Simone, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
Well, let's go back to 2012. You weren't a stranger at that point to activism, but you set out on that Nuns on the Bus campaign in part in response, as we said, to Congressman Paul Ryan's budget. What was it about that budget proposal that led you to set out on that tour?
Well, Paul Ryan's budget emphasized the cutting of social services in the United States, cutting money to good programs, because he claimed that our country just couldn't afford it, while at the same time shifting money to the top. And what a lot of people didn't know was that the money that he wanted to cut was the cornerstone of a lot of the programs that Catholic Sisters run around the country. So what we wanted to do was to say it was the wrong choice for our nation, to say that it's about 100%, it's not just about those at the top, and to lift up our sisters who do such amazing work with such little money. They really take federal money and leverage it to make great programs.
A lot of people might issue a press release, maybe write an op-ed. Why hop on a bus and hit the road?
Well, we also had a lot of notoriety at the time because our little organization of 9 full-time staff had been mentioned by the Vatican as being a bad influence on Catholic Sisters. And so with all that press attention, we said it's not about us. It's about the people we serve. So what we tried to do was to go around and to shine a light on the folks that we serve. Too often we get into, you know, I work in D.C., so we get into this theoretical conversation and people lose track of the fact that they are real people with real stories, struggling hard every day. And it was those folks that we wanted to put at the center of concern. So a bus is a perfect way to do it.
You mentioned that statement from the Vatican. Also, some bishops in the U.S. were not wild about the work a Network was doing and in their response to your bus tour. The accusation was you're highlighting some issues related to poverty and social services and yet not tackling issues also important to the Catholic Church, things like abortion, accusing you of having kind of an a la carte approach to promoting Catholic values. How did you respond to that?
Well, basically what we said was we were founded on to fight for the issues of economic justice in our society, and there's a lot of other organizations that do the single focus, different single focus from us. So we think we're totally within keeping of the church. I also might say that we're Pope Francis since then has said the very same thing, that it's a question of addressing different issues at different times. And our organization, Network, is all about economic justice. That's our mission. That's our agenda.
I wanted to ask you about that change from Pope Benedict to Pope Francis. Do you feel like the attitude toward your organization in particular and to people with the same mission as you has changed?
I think in some way it has, in some with some of our leadership. In 2012, we didn't have any bishops come to any of our events. But in 2013, we went out on a bus trip to really work hard for immigration reform, comprehensive immigration reform. And at 5 different events, local bishops came. Other bishops issued letters of welcome. So I think Pope Francis has kind of set free a broader view of what justice is about these days and kind of freed some of our leadership from the fear that they had of other bishops turning them in or being negative about their perspective. So I hold some hope on this.
And Pope Francis has gotten a lot of positive press around the world, especially in liberal circles. What overall effect does that have on the work that you do?
Well, just this week, Pope Francis's folks who do the tweeting, though it's, I understand he always approves it, took a point from the Joy of the Gospel, his document from November, where it says economic inequality is the source of all social evil. I mean, that is huge to have that pointed out so directly, just as our Congress is considering huge tax cuts for what are called tax extenders for these extremely wealthy companies, some of whom have not paid any taxes at all. And so I must say that I think Pope Francis is really lifting up this issue of economic inequality in a way that is capturing the imagination, giving hope, and a fair amount of joy that we can be in this together. It's wonderful.
Now, you've been directly critical of Republican Congressman Paul Ryan and others. You've spoken at the Democratic National Convention. I've seen a line of argument that goes, yes, as a nun, great work against poverty, work to relieve poverty, but you're crossing a line by taking, in effect, a partisan stance here.
Well, the fact is that if we're going to work at the heart of where these decisions are made in politics, then we have to be political. But I do describe myself as an equal opportunity annoyer. I annoy the administration. I annoy Democrats. Maybe not quite as much as I annoy Republicans, but we certainly spend a fair amount of time annoying both of our parties, or all three of our parties at this point. But I think the important thing is to stay focused on mission. Our mission is to lift up the needs of those who live at the economic margins of our society. That's our mission, and I'll go wherever that takes, including the Democratic Convention, which was an effort to bring the stories of the people we had met on the bus to that arena, and those stories would not have been there but for my speaking. So I was glad to bring my people along. That's what I'm about.
We're speaking with Sister Simone Campbell, Executive Director of NETWORK. That's a not-for-profit Catholic social justice lobby. She launched the Nuns on the Bus campaign back in 2012, reacting to Paul Ryan's 2012 budget. Since then, they've gone on the road talking about immigration and other issues. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're back with Sister Simone Campbell, Executive Director of NETWORK, a not-for-profit Catholic social justice lobby. She launched the Nuns on the Bus campaign against Paul Ryan's 2012 budget. Her new book is called A Nun on the Bus, How All of Us Can Create Hope, Change, and Community.
And we'll take your calls in just a few moments at 800-642-1234. Sister Simone, let's get back to the bus tour in 2012 and the one since, as you go from town to town. What is the reaction you get from the people you meet, liberals and conservatives?
Well, I must say that the reaction we received was so positive. I will never forget when we pulled into Janesville and there were like 350 people there by Paul Ryan's office to welcome us and to support us. I had expected maybe more negative pushback. I think there were three protesters, but the 350 positive supporters were just overwhelming. And they said that the reason so many folks came out was that they were really concerned that we were losing our sense of community. Just what you were talking about during the pledge break, that really it's all of us together making the best of our nation, and that the Paul Ryan budget was really wanting to divide us again, shift more money to the top, cut out safety net programs for folks who had fallen on hard times in a tough economy, and they thought that was the wrong way forward. So it was a great reception. It was really exciting.
Do you feel like as a nun, maybe some people who wouldn't normally listen to a more liberal message might listen to you?
Well, I just try to talk common sense, and while I think maybe it carries a bit more weight just because I don't have any interest in it personally. It's not like I'm fighting for myself in this. In a sense, I am, because for all of us as a community, we would be so much better if we were all concerned. So in that way, I'm fighting for myself, but it's more for the people that I've met. Like in Milwaukee, we met Billy and his wife, and Billy and his wife both work full-time, but for minimum wage, and so it takes all their salary to just put a roof over their kids' heads. And their two boys were growing like mad, so they used food stamps to feed the kids during the day and then went to St. Benedict the Moor dining room at night. And it's those kinds of folks that Paul Ryan says shouldn't get food stamps. well, if they're not making enough wages, then, I mean, that's just wrong that they shouldn't eat. And so either raise minimum wage, which is something that we're working on, or make sure the safety net is strong enough so that these working people can support their families, especially their kids. So I think those are just good stories, and people respond to that.
We'll go to your calls now for Sister Simone Campbell. We've got Lori in Hales Corners on the line. Lori, hi.
Hi. This is such an honor. Sister Simone Campbell, you are so important to us, and so is Network, and so is Wisconsin Public Radio. And I am here to say that we really need to hear you and do something. Not enough of us are stepping up and doing what we need to do. And why are we here in the first place? We're here because we're all individual creations, beautiful creations, but we're not actualized, not until we work with each other to do that. So please, hang in there.
Lori, thanks for your call. And Sister Simone, that reminds me of the subtitle of your book, How All of Us Can Create Hope, Change, and Community.
That's right. That's right. I told my story just to try to jumpstart the conversation in our nation, where we each our story about how we came to what we value and then how values get translated into politics. One of the things that I recommend is that we do what I call grocery store missionary work. When you're standing in line at the grocery store, instead of talking about, you know, the Green Bay Packers or something like that, the person in front of you or behind you, have you thought about immigration reform? Have you thought about our budget situation? Have you thought about safety net? Those important questions are the ones we should be talking to each other about. Now, one of the benefits of doing it at the grocery store is that the line never lasts too long. So if you get in a conversation that's a little heated, you know it's going to be over soon. But the important thing is that we develop community by having those tough conversations together. I've found all kinds of surprising answers. People are thinking about this, but we're not talking about it. That's the problem.
Thanks for the call, Lori. We'll go to Mike in Franklin now. Mike, hi.
Hi. I would personally like to thank Sister Simone Campbell. I am a Catholic grandfather, and I was brought up knowing what's right and wrong. And what's right is taking care. I've been lucky in my life. I've always had a job, and I want my taxes to go for food stamps, for unemployment insurance, and for health care for all Americans. That's what we all should be about. And we should not. That's why I actually am in Congressman Ryan's district, and I call his office all the time, and I express these same thoughts to him. And it's so nice to know that Sister Simone Campbell is fighting not only on my behalf, but on behalf of all the other Americans that feel this way and feel the right way.
Mike, thanks for the call. In just our last minute, Sister Simone, do you have another bus tour in the works, or what's the next item on your agenda?
Well, we've been working really hard in Washington, D.C. We're looking towards the fall, though, of going back on the road. I'm not sure. A bus is really expensive, so I'm not sure we'll have the bus, but we'll be back on the road, because the thing that we're really worried about in this coming election is the fact that we the people have got to stand up against big money, big special interest money in politics in the election system. So we're making some plans at this point. But what I'd really want to encourage everybody to do in Wisconsin is that you are having an impact in Congressman Ryan, because he held a hearing this week in D.C. about poverty, and he began to say that we need to come together. We need to solve these problems. It was the most open that I have ever heard him. So Mike's call, other people calling the office, you're making a difference. Keep it up. We have to now make sure that he takes the next step to action and ends his crazy budget ideas, but really steps out for what people need.
Sister Simone, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's a deep honor. Thank you.
That was Sister Simone Campbell, Executive Director of Network, a not-for-profit Catholic social justice lobby. She launched the Nuns on the Bus campaign. Her new book is A Nun on the Bus, How All of Us Can Create Hope, Change, and Community.